This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The American healthcare system as an enterprise, as a means by which individual people get their medical care, can be overwhelming, which means a whole lot of people just avoid it entirely. Early in his residency at a hospital in Harlem, New York, Dr. Prabhjot Singh treated one of those people, a man who wound up dying just 10 days after he was admitted. That event was the impetus for Dr. Singh to take a look at his profession, the system it operates in, and to write a book about it as well. It's called Dying and Living in the Neighborhood. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Kai. Great to be here.
The first section of this book, you have a patient, you've called him Ray, who you went to his funeral, I guess, which is kind of rare for a doctor to do.
Yeah, it's very rare to go to a funeral of a patient. In fact, I think it only was really happened because I actually lived in the neighborhood. And I learned a lot about Ray, actually, ironically, after he died.
Well, what happened? Was he failed by the system, do you think?
I actually think that my colleagues were superb. And I'm really struck by the physician, Paul Farmer, who said that it's our collective practice that's our malpractice. And so there's something about how we're interacting and how we're arranged, just not working for people.
You know, it's interesting you say that because there's something that struck me as I read this book. You talk a lot in here about the practice and the profession of medicine having an internal gaze, right? You guys spend a lot of time, this is pejorative, looking at your own belly buttons, really, instead of looking out at the communities you serve.
And to some degree, we love it. I spent 8 years working in a laboratory, looking down the barrel of a microscope to solve healthcare. And it was really only during residency and ultimately because I was living in this neighborhood where I was working that I got a chance to say, hey, maybe that's not the right place to look.
Right. And we all want our peers and our colleagues and our neighbors to be as healthy as they possibly can. The catch is that we have an enormously complex system, which is in a time of great transition with the Affordable Care Act and all of that. It is intensely politicized, in part because of that, and there's no single person in charge of the thing.
That's a great way to describe it, yeah. Kai, and I think if I just heard that description, I'd be bewildered and a little bit concerned. As a physician, the thing I really felt I had to do was go around the country and learn a little bit from people that are actually making this work. Parkland Hospital is a public safety net hospital in Dallas. And I encountered a group of technologists, designers, and physicians who were starting to bring together 400-plus community-based organizations across Dallas, give them free client management software, and connect it all up electronically to the healthcare system. And anytime people that the healthcare system thought were in trouble were touching any of the 400 organizations in that network, everybody started to get a better picture of who they were, where they're going, what challenges they encountered. And I think the most remarkable thing is not the technology, but the fact that there was vision to bring together all these organizations to design the platform that Parkland would be communicating across.
This is an imperfect analogy, but is what you're proposing or thinking about here, is it a little bit like community policing where you get the cops out of their patrol cars and they walk around the neighborhood? I mean, are we metaphorically talking about doctors walking around neighborhoods?
At the heart of it, it's not so much a question of getting physicians to go walk around the neighborhood, but I think it's also about letting people that are already in the community be, you know, representatives and also formally part of how we look at our healthcare system. The only way to really move forward, I think, is to learn by doing and make sure that we actually can see the progress that we're making.
Prabhjot Singh is an MD, he's a PhD, and he's an author, too, now, of a book called Dying and Living in the Neighborhood, A Street-Level View of America's Healthcare Promise. Dr. Singh, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks so much, Kai.